This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden will visit Tulsa, Oklahoma today to commemorate the massacre there 100 years ago that wiped out a thriving black community. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The White House describes this massacre as a violent act by a white supremacist mob that raided, firebombed, and destroyed 35 blocks of a black neighborhood, killing families by the dozens. The White House says then laws were enacted deliberately, making it too expensive for the black community to rebuild. Banks snubbed them. Even the federal government made it worse with highway construction breaking up the neighborhood. President Biden will talk about systemic racism and will meet with families displaced from the Greenwood District. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two men were killed and two others injured when a man opened fire in a crowded Houston nightclub on Memorial Day. Police say investigators are working on the theory that the gunman is among the dead and that he was shot by an off-duty sheriff's deputy working security. A man banging a skateboard at a Dallas mall sent shoppers running on Memorial Day. Here's our Mike Gracia.
Panic swept through a Dallas mall on Memorial Day after a man banged a skateboard on the floor in the food court and made hand gestures simulating a shooting action. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia said when the crowd started running, the individual focused on that and began doing hand gestures as if he was shooting into the crowd, which then further escalated the situation. The man, who did not have a gun, was taken into custody and transported to an area hospital for medical evaluation. I'm Mike Gracia.
Bars and restaurants no longer have to close at midnight across New York State, as its coronavirus curfew for indoor dining ended yesterday. Pope Francis is praying publicly for an end to the pandemic and the problems it caused. This is AP News. Tennis champion Naomi Osaka says she's out of the French Open. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Naomi Osaka, who decided not to talk to the media at the French Open, says on Twitter that, quote, the best thing for the tournament is if she withdraws from the Grand Slam event. Osaka is a four-time Grand Slam champion and former number one ranked player. She was fined $15,000 after she skipped the post-match news conference following her first round victory on Sunday. Osaka also said on Twitter that she thinks the best thing for the tournament and other players and my well-being is that I withdraw so that everybody can get back to focusing on the tennis. She also wrote that she suffered long bouts of depression since winning the 2018 U.S. Open. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gas is $3.04 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. A year ago was $1.98. That's an increase of $1.06 a gallon, according to the AAA, which put out the new numbers this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.